Canadians. Can you imagine all of Saskatchewan and Manitoba being sold to the highest bidder? Or just handed over to another country or some entity? By 2030, 30% of all of Canada will have been given over and controlled by the United Nations. And Manitoba being sold to the highest bidder? Or just handed over to another country or some entity? By 2030, 30% of all of Canada will have been given over and controlled by the United Nations. And that is the equivalent of all of Manitoba and Saskatchewan put together. By 2025, 25% of Canada's land and waterways will be protected. In other words, no fishing, no hunting, no farming, and no mining will be allowed on these protected areas. Oh, it won't start that way. It will start with limited use, with many laws and regulations. And eventually those protected areas will have fully restricted use. So hunting and fishing licenses, oh, maybe they're $100, $1,000, could go up to $20,000. Provinces and territories are signing conservation agreements with the federal government. Trudeau said that the federal government will work in partnership with Indigenous people. Well, good grief. Can you imagine if Trudeau had approached Indigenous leaders and had said, "You're not managing your lands properly. We are taking over. We are taking land away from you." When you boil it right down, that's exactly what he did. No one is in an uproar about it. Do you know why? Because Trudeau bribed those Indigenous leaders with almost $1 billion. He threw money at them. He basically said, "Here's $800 million. Shut up and let me steal your land." And they did shut up. And he is stealing the land. He's allowing the federal government to steal the land and the United Nations to steal the land. And all that he had to do was bribe people with money. The government can amend the agreement at any time. So now it might say that the area is a protected conservation area. But Trudeau and his federal government can amend it at any time. He can hand that land over to China or the highest paying country or maybe BlackRock or over to Bill Gates or whomever. And they will be allowed to do whatever they want with the land. There are many loopholes in these agreements. For now, Trudeau is allowing the Indigenous people to provide enforcement on some of these conservation areas. So Indigenous people will be enforcing the no fishing, no hunting rules against their own people. Can you imagine all the conflicts that are going to arise? And again, all this money is being thrown at this 30 by 30 conservation project, and it's just begging for more corruption and abuse. And I'm having a difficult time understanding why it's going to cost taxpayers so much money. I think that the Indigenous people should be outraged and insulted. Many of them live in very horrible living conditions with terrible housing and no clean drinking water. But because of so much corruption, they will continue to live that way. Plus, let's add insult to injury. Trudeau is basically saying to the Indigenous people that they are too stupid to properly take care of their own land, that he has to steal it back from them and control their land. And do you think that the United Nations and people like Trudeau will stop at 30%? Worldwide, that's what they're committed to, controlling 30% of land and waterways. But I think that next, they plan on 50% by 2050. They want us all to starve to death. If they control hunting, fishing, and farming, they will accomplish the goal of starving the population and controlling the population. A weak, hungry, defenseless population that does not have enough food and doesn't have guns and that are sick from all their injections is easily controlled. Why are you letting yourself be controlled?